kind of season did you have last year? I know he's played some in Rochester before in Seattle. Tell us about both experiences for you last year.
I would say it went pretty good, even though there were tough parts during my season because I played since WarJ with injuries. But I would say there's an improvement, and even in Seattle, we hadn't made a playoff, so. And then after playoffs, I could go to Rochester, play with in playoffs. So it's been a great experience for me this season. And, yeah, I loved it.
What did you learn about being in the playoffs when you were with Rochester playing Toronto?
It's a little different than in juniors, a little heavier. And Toronto, they were a pretty good team. They actually won it at the end. So it's been a great team to play against. And, yeah, I get a lot of experience from that.
It was only 11 games, but did you know how tough a league the American Hockey League is before you played there?
Yeah, some guys were telling me it's even harder than the NHL because everyone's just fighting for a spot, so I knew that, but, you know, it's a great league, but nothing which I can handle, I would say.
What did Mike Leone tell you as far as what he'd like you to work on this summer to help get you better?
It was mobility, get like faster on the ice and move the puck quicker. I think that was the main words he told me.
Did he want you to get stronger too?
I think so, yeah.
Having those preseason games with the Sabres last year, how much did that just make you hungrier to get up to the NHL eventually?
It's been amazing. I love the time I could play there with guys like Dahlin, which was my idol, so it's been great, and I see how tough is it, so it's giving me motivation to work even harder.
What did those couple of weeks in Rochester in October do for you, heading back to Seattle? How did that help you?
I would say it helped me. Always time when you're in AHL will help you, so I could go there, and I saw how the leagues look like and what I need to improve.
Radim, you know your name has been out there quite a bit. A lot of trade talks and such, and what's that like to deal with learning about the business of the game?
I would say that's a hockey business, and either going to be fine with it or I don't know what else. It's just what it is in hockey, and I'm just fine with it.
Were you surprised that started happening your first year in pro hockey? Because it's not a case the Sabres don't want you, but it's a case that many other teams are calling them asking about you.
Yeah, I mean, Sabres made the playoff after a few years, so they just want to get stronger as they could. So I feel like that's the thing which can happen in hockey. And you know.
You're probably used to being one of the biggest guys. I'm looking out here. I mean, Kleber, I mean, there's so many guys that are almost as big or bigger than you. Is it surprising?
Kind of, yeah. Even Lowe told me we got pretty big guys this year, so it's been great. Those guys are tough, so it's even harder to play against.
What else stands out about this defense corps here? You know, you, David Bukowski, Kleber, Daxon. I mean, what stands out about the group here, I guess, besides the size?
I would say every guy has something else, but as a group, there's so many good defenders, so it's good competition to work, and it's great to see that our guys, what they can do better than you, and just learn from it.
You're the first round pick last year. Daxon comes in here just initially the first couple days. What do you think of Daxon on the ice? What have you seen?
He's an amazing player. I remember when I played against him in Seattle, I didn't know the other teams from division because I never played against them before. And when we played against them, I was like, oh, this guy's good. Then I look at his number, I was like, oh, this guy has an amazing season. So it's great to have such a player like that in the team, and I'm pretty sure this guy going to get even better in the university next season.
These 40, I mean, there are a lot of college players out there, which means this is the only time you get a chance to talk to them and be with them. Do you like these 4 days to get to know some of these guys that you're going to be growing up with this year?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I would say every guy is an amazing guy here, and that's one of the reasons why they were drafted here, because it's what we want.